Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that's very important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is the impact of technology in affordable housing. I have joining me by phone two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Flanan Janisse, Executive Director of Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation, and Justin Walker, the National Director of Business Development and Media with the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
The topic that we're discussing today is the impact of technology in affordable housing. Flynn, I'll throw it to you first. Just give us a quick overview of what technology, how it's changed, and in what time frame has it changed?
Sure. I think that the interest in technology across the board for owners and investors, and certainly for the tenant populations, has had a growing increase over the last probably 5 to 10 years. Given the pandemic, there's been a necessity for an increased focus from owners and investors to place that type of investment in communities to serve the tenant populations across the country, and a growing need for the residents that live in those communities to engage in that way, given the challenges that have impacted certainly the academic arena and those that are seeking employment. We know that technology, we need to bridge the gap for technology to be able to serve tenant populations across the country. So we're excited to see the growing interest and the ability to leverage other opportunities to serve residents in the space where they live.
Well, you know, when we discussed having this as a topic, you mentioned some things, and I've got to admit, I am not up to date on all the different technologies that are out there and reasons why and so forth. But one of the things that you mentioned was WRAP, W-R-A-P. That's an acronym. What does it stand for?
So that stands for Web-Based Resident Applied Programming. And it's in an area that we expanded our provision of programs and services to the tenant populations in a way to serve more, to reach the masses, to find a space of comfort for all residents to be able to engage in programs and services. The layout of this particular piece provides education, life skills, parenting and counseling, financial literacy, also health and wellness. And the program itself is available either online through a web-based program, so the internet service, or any accessible agent to Wi-Fi accessibility. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's live or recorded. The classes offer support in financial literacy, education, employment readiness. And the application, mobile app, allows for ease and access to the same across the country for all individuals. We offer live and interactive instruction Friday through Monday, recorded access anytime, live with live chat instructors available 24 hours a day. We found that it increases our capacity, the accessibility on focusing our supported programs and services in hopes of reaching every resident in a space that they have found comfort and capacity, whether that's in the middle of the day, on a lunch hour, in the middle of the night, whenever their schedule allows.
You know, Justin, I'm kind of a dinosaur. There was nothing like that around when I was starting out in business. So Justin, how were services like that being provided prior to this technology, and how difficult was it?
Traditionally, services have been focused on an on-site resident services coordinator that is there at the community either in a full-time or part-time capacity based on a number of different factors. Community size, obviously, part of that. And it's limited to normal business hours, and operations aren't accessible sometimes in that particular format for individuals who, frankly, were helping try to find a regular job so that they have regular employment and can continue to pay their rent on time. So there was, as Flynn mentioned, an opportunity to expand those offerings just by simply making them more available, more accessible from a time perspective, and also making them easier to reach as well. We have applications for smartphones where we can quite literally deliver this programming to the palms of residents' hands.
And Flynn, I would imagine for our multifamily listeners, I mean, this is something that is so vital and important, even imperative, in the affordable segment versus conventional or market rate. Why is it so important?
I think it's because there is a gap in education, certainly in the low-income affordable housing market and many geographic areas. So the capacity and the ability for a service provider to be infused into an investment in the human capital, investing in the livelihood of the tenant populations to allow them the capacity to build self-sufficiency and to become economically and financially secure, to create an environment and a pathway that's successful for them, and most importantly, sustainable to their housing for the resident themselves, but also the owners and investors.
Yeah, it really is important. Let me ask you this, Flynn. What about some of the technology providing operational support for the on-site team? How does that work?
Now, for us, with respect to tenant-based services, we provide technology that allows our resident service coordinators to field those programs and services to the tenant populations. In many instances, we have programs where residents can rent out iPads to engage in education, such as the GED program, or our Scholastic and Certified Workforce Development program. We find that most owners and investors have established a small means to be able to share that opportunity with tenant populations with a couple of computers on site. And then we have owners and investors who are making an additional financial investment to offer Wi-Fi connectability throughout the community as a whole.
And some of these programs and these technologies, are they approved by government agencies like Fannie Mae or CORS?
Absolutely. So we are participating in a program, a certification program that is funded by Fannie Mae. It's called CORS, which is a certification which requires organizations to have developed a robust commitment and a capacity to competency in providing resident services across the board. Fannie Mae offers an additional financial incentive to owners and investors who make this commitment to providing tenant-based services in their community. So it's a financial commitment to owners and investors that has a reward to it, and certainly it's twofold in the benefit to the residents of those communities.
Where do you see the most acceptance of, for instance, the web-based and app-based programs and technology? And I'm referring to the age group in the residents that are a part of these communities.
We believe to be the average age in low-income affordable housing, aside from senior housing, is the ages of 23 to 28, mm-hmm. usually single-parent households. So there is a strong interest in Wi-Fi connectability and applications that are available by a handheld device. This is the platform we moved to, given that we were finding and understanding in our research and data collection, there was a gap in the age that we were actually engaging. And that particular age was predominantly the age of those living in affordable housing. Once we opened up this platform to Wi-Fi connectability, we saw a massive increase in very viable programs, such as the Workforce Development Program, and education by that age group.
Justin, were these programs out there something that have been developed recently, or were they basically making something that was existing web-based as opposed to live and in person?
So it's been a transition over several years. Rainbow serves a large breadth of communities, anywhere from 700 units in major metropolitan areas all the way down to 34 units in very rural parts of the Southwest. And so we knew that in order for us to maintain compliance with some regulatory agreements that come along with the being able to build these communities, that we needed to be able to, in a silo, when there wasn't any other options, to be able to provide the services in order to meet that regulatory agreement.
Okay.
So we had begun several years ago finding ways to be more creative with service delivery outside of the on-site coordinator component that we mentioned earlier. And so it's really evolved over time in order to become more effective, more efficient, deliver those desired results, as well as bring housing authorities on and state agencies along to show that really internet connectivity isn't a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. It really needs to be viewed in the same light as a regular utility so that residents have access to these kinds of needed and necessary programs.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to break it here for this segment. We are going to be back with our next segment of this important topic right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistent. Excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we're discussing something that's especially important and timely, and our topic is the impact of technology in affordable housing. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Flanan Janice, Executive Director of the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation, and Justin Walker, National Director, Business Development and Media with the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation. I do want to, before we jump back into the conversations, let our listeners know if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Flan, we discussed a lot of what's going on out there now with some of the web-based technologies and the programs. But my question is, in the affordable segment, how do you encourage and accomplish higher resident engagement in these programs?
For us, we really use a multi-layered approach. So where we can, we like to be physically present, coming face-to-face to the community and discussing with the residents where they see opportunities for advancement socially and economically. We as a company have designed multiple platforms to be able to do that. One, on-site service orientation, as well as what we refer to as link programming, where we are able to leverage all of our web-based programming models and our national call center to reach out to all the residents where we have available phone numbers, email addresses, text messaging opportunities, connect with the residents in a way that we ask them what their desires are, what their goals and aspirations are, and what their barriers to self-sufficiency are. And from that, we move to a space of identifying needs and then placing them in programs and services that will support that particular growth. Much of what we do is tracking. So we move to reach the residents in a space that they find comfort, engage them in their participation that will drive outcomes for them socially and economically, and move them to self-sufficiency, whether that means a better space of income, employment that they may not have had, or maybe they're in an underemployment situation, or move them to an educational space that will advance their employment and their ability to become financially solvent. Much of what we do is really work towards having a large percentage of participation in the communities. So it's a consistent and constant goal of ours to find out who we haven't reached, who we still need to reach, and what capacity do we need to reach them. So maybe they've moved through one of the spaces to self-sufficiency, but haven't moved to the next layer of self-sufficiency. So there's a lot of motivation. We find that we are able to engage, when we utilize multi-platforms of service delivery, about 82% of the community. Sometimes from our national call center, we can exceed into the 96th percentile range of reaching individuals and discussing with them opportunities and engaging them in programs and services. And then there are other instances where we fall shorter of that. So that average, again, falls at about 82% of reaching the tenant populations. We layer in that with coupled services where we're doing weekly opportunity reviews. We're linking residents to the programs and services, re-engaging them if they've lost interest, continuing to motivate them and move them through any obstacles that they've encountered or barriers to success. And we tie that to their attendance of at least one programming session a month, and then move them at a space or a pace that is comfortable for them into additional opportunities.
Let me ask you a question, because you've mentioned the call center a couple of times. Let our listeners know a little bit about how that works. What is an average instance where a call center is getting in touch with residents, and what are they doing when they're doing that?
So this is an outbound call center. It's fielded and staffed by resident service coordinators that are educated in the field of service coordination across the country. They work at an outbound call center in the Phoenix office with myself and a number of our corporate member teams. They obtain all of the phone numbers that are available to them and provided by owners and investors to those communities. And they make a call that specifically says to them, we are Rainbow, we're here in your community, we provide free programs and services to you. And let me share with you an example of those things. You can engage in a GED course, English as a second language in 5 different languages. We have workforce development programs that range from certifications in scholarships, GED programs, Google IT certification programs, online administrative boot camp programs, health and human service pathways. So we create a variety of different career pathways for residents, and we will engage in conversation with them to find out what their interests are, what their current skill set allows them to engage with, and where we can build their skill set to move through to other opportunities in tenant-based services. That national call center opens the door for those conversations, strikes the interest in the tenant population in those types of opportunities, and then they move to a referral to a senior resident service coordinator and a member of the leadership team that makes the formal engagement to those programs and services and places them in contact and linkage to a resident service coordinator that will follow them through that pathway, eliminating any barriers or challenges and continuing to motivate them to move to a successful space where they can go on to the next programs and service, or they can move to employment, whatever their goals and aspirations might be.
What's the typical amount of time that someone is engaged, a resident is engaged in this path that, you create for them?
A minimum of 6 months. Mm-hmm. So we find that there are some certification programs that they could actually move to a certification to if they have some prior experience, such as Health and Human Services, early childhood development. That's our fastest paced program that allows for them to move to the certification. And then from there, the other programs garner about 6 months to even 2 years of programming and education.
And do most people who start it stick it out to, get to that point? Is that something that, you find that once they get started, they see the benefit and are sticking it out?
92% of those. We track everything. We track every movement of every resident we engage. 92%. I will tell you that's not without effort.
Yes.
We focus on that area. We offer a commitment to our tenant populations that engage in that way, that we will follow them for 2 years post any certification, any scholarship program, and any employment piece. So much of what we do is a long-term solution to make sure that whatever certification or pathway they've chosen is sustainable for them. Many things that we found early on when we began to develop the program, we were so excited about the program, we were remiss in identifying some barriers to the success of it. So we now know that we need to work through some initial phases, preparing people for workforce, preparing people for education, some of which is drug and alcohol rehabilitation, and much of which is about financial literacy and them garnering an understanding that the growth of income and financial feasibility doesn't move them away from the safety of many of the pieces that have been available to them in the past. They can move forward in that way and be sustainable on their own. So there's a lot of education there that allows for them to be sustainable, but has to be a learned skill set and an acknowledged piece that they embrace and find comfort in, that they can move forward in their life and be sustainable without the support of others.
And in most cases, these services that you provide are independent of the owner and investor from the standpoint of their on-site teams. Is that correct?
That is correct. We do find that some of the best relationships we have is when the property management team has wholeheartedly embraced every concept. So at any point in time, they may have a resident who encounters a challenge. We have that well-developed relationship where they're referring those individuals to us, so that we are at a space of preventing eviction or preventing challenges should they have an income barrier or loss of income. We become the forefront of that preventative measure when we have a fantastic working relationship with the on-site management company.
Yeah, and we've got about a minute left, and Justin, I want to ask you, this seems like a program that would almost be impossible for an on-site team to administer on their own. That's why someone, a company like yours, is out there to do it. What have you found?
That's absolutely right. You know, property managers are hired for a specific role in the community, and that's to lease up the units and make sure that maintenance requests are taken care of and physical plant is attended to. And oftentimes, what we find is that in the 11th hour of the day, property managers who don't have a social service partner are also fielding questions like, how do I write a resume, and how can I find access to a food bank or some other kind of supportive component that really does fall outside of their skill set, but they may have a genuine interest in wanting to provide. And so Rainbow, as Flynn mentioned, does partner very closely with our property management teams, and that partnership makes everybody's job easier and makes it much more attainable for residents to get the kind of services and attention and programming that they need, so that, again, we're driving them to success as well as long-term tenancy.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. So much more to discuss on this topic, and we're going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is very important and timely to our industry, and that is the impact of technology and affordable housing. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Flannan Janisse, Executive Director of the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation, and Justin Walker, National Director of and Business Development and Media with the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Flynn, you know, all these programs and the work that you described, I would imagine that there's got to be some tremendous success stories out there. Could you relate one of them to us about something that's happened that you think has been very impactful?
Sure, absolutely. So many exciting stories. One comes to mind. A young gentleman by the name of Brandon walked into one of our community centers a little over 3 years ago now, a single father of children, and had lost his relationship as well as lost his employment. And he was interested in a program that we were providing that we had rolled out for our workforce development piece was apartment maintenance and supervision. Mm. He came into the program. He spent a number of weeks with us training on the capacity to paint and provide porter services and maintenance technician pieces, emergency pieces, drywall, everything that you can imagine in our industry for our turn-up associated work responsibilities and the oversight and management of an affordable housing community. And he garnered all of that knowledge with great interest. He actually came by bus every day. He didn't have transportation at the time, arrived an hour early, stayed an hour late, volunteered his time to work with the team on site there to build his skill set. And we were so elated that when it came time for us to put him in front of a set of peers in the industry, he was offered employment by everyone at the table, which was incredibly exciting. One of our board members and a member in the affordable housing market hired him, took him under his wing, began to train him, build his skill set. He actually moved to a space of a construction manager for that company within the first 2 years after this space. He's now married. He has three children, very financially secure, moved out of affordable housing and able to afford a sustainable lifestyle for he and his family. And in year three now, we're still mentoring his success. He's moved on to a large community in Texas where he is now the lead maintenance supervisor, certified HVAC, certified in pool maintenance, certified in plumbing. So he's had a phenomenal run at an opportunity where we opened the door. And we, Rainbow, along with the housing industry, opened the doors to him. So as a community, and many times we talk about that, that we have an opportunity as a tenant-based service provider and the housing industry itself to take people from a space of uncomfortability and move them to a space of success. And he's absolutely one of those success stories as we continue to follow his growth.
What a wonderful story and a fantastic outcome. I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. And Brandon, I wanted to ask you, one of the things you mentioned during the break was a partnership with Isuzu. And when I think of Isuzu, I think of a car, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Isuzu with an E in this case. And as Brandon's story demonstrates, and Paul, as all of your listeners know, housing has a profound impact on dozens of aspects of a resident's life, and there are so many intersections there that when you are stably housed, you have better outcomes for your health and wellness, you have more educational opportunities, you have an environment in which you can go after a more secure job and employment and, of course, financial literacy. And continuing to leverage technology as we improve not only the services that we're providing, but also the number of residents that we're reaching. A couple of months ago, Rainbow proudly formally introduced a partnership with Isuzu. And what Isuzu does is leverage technology in two very interesting ways. The first is they have integrated with property management softwares out there in order to be able to essentially take the temperature of a building and produce a score for sustainability as to how stable that property is in terms of a resident's ability to pay. And they're able to put that through their matrix and produce this score that helps inform owners and operators how best to meet the residents where they are and work with partners like Rainbow to ensure that the residents are stably housed. In addition to that, Isuzu is also reporting on-time rent payments to the three major credit bureaus, which means that in addition to being stably housed, residents are also given the opportunity to either build their credit score or improve upon it. And as everybody knows, credit is so very important. Again, just like housing, has so many different intersections when you're applying for a loan or a job or anything along those lines that looks at your credit score. Having a good credit score can tell that future employer or that lender a lot about that particular individual and their risk profile or lack thereof. So our focus with Isuzu really has been to continue to move residents to stability. Isuzu also has a 0% interest loan that they can offer to residents should they become financially insecure. That keeps them in their homes, keeps them in a community that Rainbow is serving, so that we can offer all of the wraparound services that we make available to residents that include financial literacy and workforce and economic development training that Flynn mentioned. Again, promoting that long-term path to self-sufficiency and a realistic path to be able to maintain their homes and become stably housed.
And I guess that with the partnerships that you have, it's been somewhat successful from the standpoint of getting your residents to buy into it and to work with it. But the financial piece is something that I think is very important. Talk a little bit more about that as far as helping people with their finances. And Flynn even mentioned it in an earlier segment that it was something that was that most people don't have that knowledge. Where do you start from the standpoint of what's the starting point of most of your residents who are in the program? What's their Are they starting from zero in most places as far as not having the knowledge of how to do it?
In most cases, Paul, that is the case. We need to start from a very basic level to make sure that we have a platform from which to continue that individualized service plan. Understandably, during the global health crisis, over 20% of our national programming participation was in the area of financial literacy. There were just so many pieces of uncertainty out there that residents recognized that they had a knowledge gap and came to Rainbow for that. And then we have programs that are specifically built for all of those various stages of financial literacy, again, from the very beginning, just looking at building a monthly budget, knowing what your income coming in is versus what your expenses and liabilities going out are. Of course, we prioritize rent payment in that discussion so that they can be stably housed and stay in a Rainbow-served community.
And Flynn, I would imagine that a lot, and we have about a minute left in this segment, I would imagine that a lot of the people who participate in your program have not really had a lot of experience with banking and setting up accounts and so forth. Is that something you guide them on?
Absolutely, it is. This is such a natural space for the housing industry to partner with Isuzu. Long, long overdue for an organization such as Isuzu, who is so engaged, so critically engaged in how to manage this piece and support the tenant population, which certainly comes full circle to supporting the owners and investors and sustainability of the housing, with the residents being a catalyst to that measure. We do work with the residents in making sure that they understand how to budget, how to establish a bank account, and then we allow that collaboration with Isuzu to foster this unique pathway to credit development, financial security, eviction prevention, all of those things that our industry has the power to do in collaboration.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that's very interesting and timely, and our topic today is the impact of technology in affordable housing. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Flynn Ann Janisse Executive Director of the Rainbow Housing Assistance Corporation, and Justin Walker, the National Director for Business Development Media with the Rainbow Housing Assistance Program. I want to ask you, Flynn, about, because it just seems like for the last year, every time we do one of our weekly episodes, we at least touch on the pandemic and how it has affected, you know, whatever the topic is we're discussing. Tell us a little bit about how it affects our topic today.
Absolutely. We were very fortunate as a company to already have a well-developed web-based programming model. When the pandemic hit, we were able to easily pivot to that type of provision of services across the country. Certainly engaged a greater interest by owners and investors, residents, compliance, and housing authorities when we were able to have uninterrupted services by switching to that model. So the pandemic allowed us a greater opportunity to infuse that program model into the tenant populations, the communities we served, and the interest of owners and investors. One of the programs that we have had longstanding from even the opening of the organization is our youth enrichment program. And the youth enrichment program offers an academic support after school. And during the pandemic, it offered an academic support all day long. We opened up our platform to have live academic support with online teachers in an internet virtual classroom to be able to support the residents of communities across the country and push health and wellness so that we could support the overall well-being of the tenant population, specifically targeted at the youth during those periods of time. One of the things and a picture that stays in my mind is as we had internet and Wi-Fi connectability across the country, generally in community centers, we started to see photos coming out of our resident service coordinators in every state and in every city across the country where we would have youth lined along the building, sitting back up to the building with their iPad or their iPhone or their laptop, whatever they had the capacity to work with, and engage in the internet to participate in their academic classroom. It was both sad and disheartening, but it was also so overwhelming, sadly satisfying that we as an industry could take a small space of opportunity and turn it into an academic platform that really was saving the country from being pushed aside and isolated from education during that period of time. So commendable space for anyone doing tenant-based services, and certainly for our industry and our owners and investors and property management across the country to be so very, very proud that they played that role in supporting that particular piece.
You know, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. But I wanted to ask you, you've talked a lot about you know, you mentioned the average age of the people who engage in your programs, and you were talking about the youth and school. What about seniors? What's out there for them that you guys offer?
We offer tailored senior programming. So across the country, we have reading programs, exercise programs, socialization and self-health checks that we're implementing, a lot of health-related programs, and certainly financial literacy and budgeting as well. A large focus on that and creating opportunities so there isn't isolation, certainly during the pandemic and ongoing, so that our residents and senior communities have the ability to gauge in a way that allows them to sustain their housing and sustain their mental and physical health.
And I know you mentioned something about a Senior Circle Facebook group.
Yes.
What is
I would welcome any of your listeners to participate. We welcome readers. We read a book once every 2 months, so you can select a chapter and be a reading support agent. We read live or recorded readings across our Facebook platform, and then our seniors engage. We have a little over 300 seniors that are currently engaged in our weekly reading program.
And these are from communities across the country?
That's correct.
Wow.
Very fun, very exciting.
Do they interact at all with each other, that, or is it just they're listening to the person who's reading?
They are listening, but they also socially engage in the sense that there's the chat area, and they'll chat and offer feedback to the story, and then there's a recap after the story where they share their opinions and their feelings about the story.
Okay. Tell us about the Envision Center Network.
Envision Center. I'm going to let Justin take that one. This is a phenomenal advancement for Rainbow as an organization and our capacity to serve the general public.
Okay.
Happily. So the Envision Center program is a demonstration program that HUD engaged in a couple of years ago, and it really focuses on many of the same stabilizing pillars that Rainbow was already engaging our communities with. HUD came to us a couple of years ago and asked us to specifically look at becoming an Envision Center and joining that particular network. And it's a really phenomenal nationwide program. HUD's main goal is to help bridge the gaps that exist between other federal agencies so that individuals living predominantly in affordable housing communities can gain access to all of the programs and services that these federal agencies provide. That runs everything from USDA to the IRS to obviously health and human services, to make sure that, again, residents have the full access to everything that is available to them from a federal support standpoint. And we're honored to have, we were one of the very first in Houston, Texas, and it's housed at a large community that we serve there.
That's great. Flynn, I want to kind of transition now, and I always ask our guests, how'd you get started in the industry? Tell us a little bit about your background, and then I'm going to let Justin talk a little bit about Rainbow.
Sure, absolutely. I grew up in the industry, started when I was 17 doing part-time leasing, and then advanced within the industry for my career. I met a sphere of influence, certainly our board president, Mr. Joe Sherman, some other influential members and mentors along the way, where I found this to be my vocation. I had a strong interest in housing as a core component for each and every individual that I encountered. And then I found a welcoming environment that was really aligned with who I was as an individual and where I wanted to go in a career pathway that aligned with human services and the support of those individuals that lived in affordable housing communities across the country.
And you're based at your company's based out of Arizona, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to reach out to you, how could they do it?
So you can reach us via our website, rainbowhousingassistancecorporation.org. You certainly can contact us at 888-299-8915. And on those particular pages, you can reach the contact information of all of us, both Justin and myself there, reaching out to us in any way that is most feasible for you for us to engage.
Okay. Justin, we've got a little bit over 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes left. So I wanted to ask you the same question. How did your journey take you to where you are? Because I know you didn't start out as a assistant leasing agent on a property. but by the way, Flynn, I've asked that question to probably over 300 people in the last 4 years, and the majority of them started the same way you did, which is pretty interesting to me. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about your journey, and then I want you to talk a little bit about Rainbow.
Sure. So before I joined Rainbow, I hadn't had any exposure to the affordable housing or multifamily industry. I was very fortunate that Flynn took the gamble and brought me under her wing to bring me up in the industry. And I'm proud to say that April of this year is my 10-year mark.
Wow.
At Rainbow. So I'm very happy to very happy to have been along for this journey and to be able to use my skill set in terms of business development to help Rainbow grow.
All right. And so tell us about Rainbow and you know, what it is that you guys are always wanting to try and find in the world in the way of people in the way of donations and so forth?
Happily. So as we've talked about earlier in the episode, Rainbow serves a large number of communities. We have communities that we serve now in 16 different states across the country, and we're continuing to grow. We added two states even in the midst of the pandemic during the last calendar year. We serve seniors, families, veterans, individuals for whom English is a second language, as well as assets that have a special set aside for special needs. Many of our communities were built using the low-income housing tax credit, so purpose-built affordable, and they come along with a regulatory agreement in many cases where social services or tenant services are required as part of that financing. So we can come in and help provide that layer of compliance and programming to make sure that the residents have what the state agencies who allocated those funds intended them to have. Our services really are built with the intent of moving individuals and families through a realistic path to self-sufficiency. We talked a lot about using technology in this episode, but it's not clinical. It's not sterile. It's very much a human interaction. And we have the opportunity to use technology to support those efforts and continue to move individuals along a path that affordable housing really was built to do. It was built to stably house individuals and give them a leg up, provide them a platform from which to be successful. And so our programs focus on financial literacy, job training, job placement. We do basic life skills as well, such as fire safety and housekeeping, because many of our communities also have HAP contracts, and that helps when inspection time rolls around. And as I mentioned earlier in the episode, we work with owners and operators and property managers to ensure that the tenant population is stable. This makes assets not only easier to manage, but also improves their financial viability so that they can be preserved as quality, affordable housing for the individuals in our communities that need it most.
Well, that's fantastic, and I do want to let our listeners know that at our website at multifamilyradio.com on this specific episode page, there will be your rainbow logo, and when a listener clicks on it, it will take it directly to your website to find out more. So I want to thank you both for being on today. It's a great show, very, very important work that you guys are doing, and we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.